The Cardinals and the Reds at Great American Ballpark Saturday night. Lance Lynn opposing Luis Castillo in this one. But Lynn falls behind bottom one, courtesy of the one and only Joey Votto.
28 home runs to lead the Cincinnati Reds.
Now we're talking about Lance throwing so many fastballs. We're already in this inning throwing a ton of off-speed pitches. And here's a curveball that doesn't stay in the ballpark. 22nd home run that Lance has allowed this year. He's been much better cutting down on the home runs lately. Had a real good month of July.
1-0 pitch. And that's well hit. Deep left. And gone. Line shot. Gets out of here in a hurry. Paul DeJong, home run number 15. The team leader with 15. And it's a 2-1 St. Louis lead.
And he's 15 here at the big league level, but he had 13 home runs at Memphis. So by far the team leader in home runs. Had two hits yesterday, breaking a long hitless streak. And the thing you get excited about is he has a real solid attitude. You know, he doesn't get down on himself, doesn't get too high, and he's got great power.
Third strikeout for Lynn. At the knees of Suarez, and it brings in Devin Mesoraco. Not running, and that's why.
Really good pitches right there. Got to two strikes, and then he was elevating the ball, trying to get him to chase the ball up. A couple of them were a little too high, but on the 3-2 pitch, he finally gets the job done.
And chased a ball. Here's a 1-2. Bam. Left side, diving stop, Suarez to the plate, save. Couldn't pick it. The run scores to make it 3-1. That ball gets through. Run to the plate and save at the plate. Voit somehow slid under the tag. An aggressive play by Luke Voit. Wow.
At that secondary lead, you see that separation of ball and the catcher. Take off.
Those dudes are pumped.
The Cardinals take it 4-1, just their fourth in a dozen games against the Reds this season. Lance Lynn continues to roll. He is 4-0 with a 1.24 ERA in his last five starts. Joey Votto homer to extend his hitting streak to 10 games, the 13th double-digit hitting streak of his career. Lance Lynn turned in six innings of one-run ball, and Paul DeJong went deep as the Cardinals defeated the Reds 4-1 on Saturday night. Here is St. Louis skipper Mike Matheny.
It's a great outing. Give up a mark there early, and then to settle in. Thought he made some pretty good pitches. Thought I jumped on a breaking ball. It stayed up a little bit too much, and the ball hit a pretty good pitch as well. But after that, thought he just did a nice job keeping the ball down, using movement, using the hard stuff mostly, but being smart with the secondary pitches.
You talked about needing that big hit. Do you feel like DeJong's kind of loosened everybody up?
And yeah, gave us a chance. You know, we had a chance also to add on. Mm-hmm. What did we end up on the night? Four?
Yeah.
So there's more there. And opportunistic, I'd say, tonight. And with the fielder's choice taking the walks and enforcing a couple of hit bats. But guys taking the free base and then making things happen. Luke being aggressive, trying to score there. Close play. Nice it worked out. But overall, that took some good at-bats.
He had a pretty good break for a big man on that short pass.
Yeah, I think he runs a little better. Maybe we give him credit for him.
How fortunate was Colton that hit-by-pitch wasn't more significant?
You know, he started wearing that extra mouth guard halfway through the season, and it wasn't following any kind of incident. So it's exactly where it hit him.
In the guard.
In the guard. And that would have been bad. You know, you can tell how much that had to be right at him because – you know, you see that sometimes with righties trying to hang in there on a breaking ball from a righty, but that's from a righty into a lefty, so yeah, it's scary. But he seems to check out fine.
When Tyler has the success he had tonight out of the ball, what's he doing well when things are, you know, when he's clicking like that? Is there something in particular he's doing?
He's got nasty stuff. I mean, he's got a good fastball, locates it well, but you know, it's a curveball and a slider. Both are plus pitches, and he even had one strike out there with a changeup. I think three very, very good off-speed pitches that you can tell hitters from both sides are having trouble with. And so he's continuing to kind of earn those bigger spots and responds really well.
Castillo's not prone to walking a lot of guys, but good patience from your guys against a young pitcher really made him work tonight. What were your thoughts on that?
That was good stuff. There's no question. A live arm. Looked like when he has his slider working, it's going to be good. Made him try to control the counts, and he got behind and put a little pressure on him by getting guys on base.
Was Lynn going to come out anyway with two outs and nobody on?
Yeah. We need a little more offense. He looked good. But to send him back out right there with 90 pitches for one more inning when we have a chance in a park like this, send a Luke Boyd up there, can bounce the ball out of the park in a hurry, turn over our lineup and try and keep something going. It was going to be it.
Paul DeJong has been slumping badly as of late, but maybe Saturday will turn him around. DeJong crushed a go-ahead two-run homer top three off Luis Castillo, setting the tone for the Cardinals' 4-1 win against the Reds at Great American Ballpark. DeJong shared his thoughts after the game.
Yeah, that was a team victory. Lance pitched really well tonight. We contributed. Everyone's getting on base, trying to push the line, and came out with a win here. First time this year, so I'm happy to get the win.
15 home runs now in the season. Take us through that at bat.
Yeah, I was just looking for a fastball over the plate, and I've been trying not to swing at those balls in. They've been working in on me. That one drifted back towards the middle and put a good swing on it.
Yeah, you had a little struggles heading into the series, but I got a couple of hits last night and the home run tonight.
Yeah, I have to make my adjustments. Pitchers are starting to make their adjustments on me. It's a constant battle, and I'm going to keep working starting tomorrow.
But it does say something about Mike Matheny company, a guy just fresh as a rookie getting bat in the number three spot. You got to be happy with that.
Yeah, and I like the responsibility. I like hitting early in the first inning, getting more at-bats, because that's going to be better for my development. So just going to keep taking good at-bats, trying to help the team win.
After six innings of one-run ball against the Reds, Lance Lynn improves to 4-0 in his last six starts with a 1.21 ERA. Lynn spoke to the media after the Cardinals took down the Reds 4-1.
I mean, you don't want to, that's how things snowball. So if you can make sure that you have a good start and give the team a chance to win, then you do your job.
What did you think of your stuff today?
It was all right. I mean, if you look at it, two bad pitches. One cost me a run, and the second one probably would have if Tommy didn't get a glove on it. So other than that, everything was pretty good.
Now that you're going to be around for a while, how do you see this team getting over the hump the rest of the season and making something out of this year?
We're going to win in bunches. That's pretty much it. It seems like one of those things when we throw a good game pitching up, we just, we don't score enough runs. And then when we give up a bunch of runs pitching, we score a bunch of runs. So it's kind of like we just got to start clicking together. And when we give up a few, we got to score more. And then when we don't give up any, we got to make one last if that's all we get that night. So we just got to figure out ways. And, everyone just needs to concentrate on what their jobs are. And if they do that, good things could happen.
Not that it weighed on your mind too much, but is it nice to have the trade deadline past you and now you can just go out there and pitch, which is probably what you were doing before that anyway, but yeah. Is it nice to have that one distraction out of the way?
Well, I knew I wasn't going anywhere all along. I've been telling that from the get-go, so I wasn't worried about it.
Is it nice that we're not asking those questions anymore?
No, I just got to answer them the way I wanted to anyway.
do you sense in a way you're pitching for 30 teams now rather than just for four or five or for one?
I'm pitching for one, this team, to win, and I'm pitching for myself to do everything I can. That's called being a competitor. I don't care about what other teams think or what. I'm pitching here, and that's all that matters.
Could you have gone one more inning tonight?
I had two at least. But we scored two runs. It worked out.
The Cardinals send Adam Wainwright to the mound on Sunday. He'll be opposed by Homer Bailey.